Congratulations, Neil. Too often in the recent past, FC have given an impressive, say, away performance in the midweek or whatever, only to disappoint in a winnable home game. Not today. You'd be happy.
Well, I've just picked up a few chairs because I've just turned the dressing room upside down for the last 20 minutes, James. So, am I happy? Tough one, because for 70 minutes, that's the best we've played all season. But the lads have just had it from me there, you know, for crumbling the way we did. Doing a Witton Albion again. Top lads scored the goals today. Defensively, nowhere near. That's not good enough in the last 20 minutes, James. And, you know, they probably thought kind of themselves unlucky maybe not to get an equaliser. So, not happy at all in the last 20. But delighted with some of the football we played and obviously delighted with the win.
Going back through the game, before the first goal, a very important moment from Aaron Morris as he clears off the line.
Again, defensive lapse. Dan Lavercombe's too deep on his line. We got done with one ball. Dan gets caught in two minds. Then Aaron's obviously defender he is. He comes across and does what he does. But, you know, we probably should be 1-0 down. But we don't. We go up the other end. Doddy gets a free kick and dispatches it. And, you know, it's that little bit of luck that we keep talking about. But, you know, we bring in attacking players. We've won 4-4-2 today, James. You know, we've created goals. We've scored three at home. I've stuck faith with the defensive line. But we were good. When I took Adam Dodd off then, we seemed to go, we went all at sea. But I've no idea why. We kind of drop deep. We stop attacking. But we shouldn't do that. And that's not just, what I'm saying is it's not Joe White's fault we've done that. But as a team, we started dropping deep. And we started panicking. There's no need to panic because they're a good team.
However, at the death, in the last few minutes, the team did seem to get a measure of control and calm it down. So is that, given what, accepting what you say, there was a show of a bit of character there, yeah, not to let the whole thing slip completely.
James, I'm disappointed. I wanted to bring Jack Bennett on today, you know, 3-0. I wanted to give him 20 minutes, but, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go, you've got to bring a Jonathan Smith on, calm head, calculated head, you know, and he sees us over the line, and it's brilliant, and you miss it at times. But, listen, young lads, this is where football's really frustrating, because young lads are great on the eye and great going forward, but then all of a sudden you make a mistake and they're kind of up against it. You bring in Smudge, who's 35, 600 league games under him, and he calms everything. But we're at home and we wanted to go attacking and expansive football, and we did it. 70 minutes, like I said, we were exceptional. But you're coming up against a team there, it's what people don't realise. They haven't lost in eight. So when they got 3-1, then they go 3-2, they think, oh, we can go and beat it in 9 here. And we give him unneeded a bit of power that they were going to take over the game. But listen, I've just said to the final line, credit where credit's due. We've won the game. We've beaten a side that's, like I say, 8 unbeaten. And you've got to be delighted with the win. And 2 wins on the spin, 4 unbeaten. So, you know, another 3 goals to boot.
You've got Tuesday night, Whitby, who've won today at the leaders, Matlock. What are you expecting in terms of contest there?
I don't know. We went to watch Whitby last Tuesday, you know, at Bamber Bridge. We thought, I know they missed a penalty after a minute, but they were quite poor for the rest of the play. And then you look at the fixture today and you think Matlock league leaders are going to beat them. It's just a league, you know, people can have off days, and you know, like we've had an off day for 20 minutes, we've had an on day for 70 minutes today. I just think that everybody can beat anybody, and you can't underestimate anyone in this league. And you know, Whitby on Tuesday night, we know about the playing surface there, we know it's probably not going to be conducive to our passing style, we might have to change things a little bit, but we're going into it 4 unbeaten. So, you know, as angry I am with the last 20 minutes, because my standards are extremely high, I'm also, you know, really pleased that we've won today.
Some good finishes today from Linney and Burns.
Magnificent. You know, Doddy's free kick, Sam Burns strikes, you know, crowd shouts shoot and it rockets off the post. And then Linney, you know, I think he's positional play today, earned himself a goal, because I thought he was great in a 4-4-2. Defensively, not maybe as attacking much as he plays, but good to get a goal and, you know, good for his confidence as well. So, but a 3-0, you think, right, come on, Doddy, go and have a rest. But it didn't happen.
And was the key to that, was it a psychological thing of, like, this is in the bag? And
No.
See, did seem to drop deeper.
No, it wasn't a psychological thing. We dropped deep. You may even be able to hear me saying, screaming at Potsy.
Yeah, get out.
Screaming at him, get out. Why have we dropped in? We're 3-0 up. We could go home in 4 and 5. And like I said, absolutely, if you were here today, you would have been delighted with the first 70 minutes. You know, the two wingers, the two forwards, Griffiths, Potts, and the two attacking fullbacks. Everything was good. I'm a bit deflated that it wasn't 3-0 or 4-0 today.
Yep, spoken like a true football man. You've got Donoghue to come back in. I mean, it's interesting, we were speculating if or where he might come back in, but it's quite a good problem to have, that is, the quality player to come back in.
Yeah, it is. I mean, centre-half, we've got to be better. You know, and Aaron Morris has done really well at centre-half this season, and I think we've
we've got caught a little bit naive today, and maybe one of them needs to come out and have a rest. Might enable Donoghue to go back in there at fullback. Not sure. Just you know, I said at half time to the two centre halves, you know, relax. There's a couple of things, back passes. They're a bit tentative. They're a bit on edge today, and you know, maybe I'll take people out, don't I? Rest them, I rotate them, and maybe it's that time for, you know, one or two of them just to come out. But we've got a good squad. You know, we've got a really good squad. We lose Kean Hayes on Tuesday night. He's away with Ireland. He's been called up to the under-21s, so he'll be away. So it opens the door for, you know, like Donoghue to come in. But we're going to patch it up tomorrow. We'll see how everybody is. We get onto that coach with another 3 points in the bag. And I guess in football, that's all that matters.